Episode 177 of Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by, even if I can't speak. However, let me tell you a little story about writing a story. I'm writing a book. I'm writing a novel. It's sort of a mystery detective novel. It stars McCorkle, who is a Boston policeman who quits because of some tragedy in his life, and he travels around the country trying to forget the tragedy, which he believes is part of his fault. And in this traveling around America, he is followed and occasionally hooks up with a woman named Jill. I always assumed as I was writing it, now I'm writing the book, so I should know what I'm talking about here. I always assumed Jill was a girlfriend he picked up along the way. Remember that. So he gets into a small town in Oregon on the coast, and he's asked by the police to help investigate a murder. He investigates, and in the investigation, he discovers a conspiracy about killing somebody and for money, basically. There's a lot of other things going on, but basically it's a murder mystery for money, a murder for money, and the woman. Okay, he hooks up with Jill, and then he gets mad at her and leaves her. Then he hooks up with her again, and then gets mad at her and leaves her. So now he's in the Oregon coast little town by himself investigating this murder, and Jill shows up. And they have this situation, this argument. And then he sort of solves the murder. And in the course of solving the murder, I discover, the writer discovers that Jill is not a girlfriend or some woman he just meets on the road. It is his wife. Now, the tragedy that caused him to quit the police force in Boston was the death of someone who I thought was his wife. I'm the writer. I thought his wife died. How she died, I wasn't sure, but I was pretty sure it had something to do with how McCorkle operated his job as a policeman in Boston. Then I get to the Oregon coast. I write about the Oregon coast murder conspiracy and discover that Jill is not a girlfriend. It is his wife. And who dies then? Well, I haven't figured that out. Somebody dies back in Boston. And right towards the end of the book is almost finished. I'm a little bit more tweaking, maybe another couple of weeks. I discover it is his daughter who has died. And I went, oh, this is much better than what I had in mind. This is the way writing goes. I discover stuff about the characters as I'm writing, and I have to go back and see. Now I have to go back and see if there's anything between McCorkle and his daughter, which I thought was his wife, that should be changed. And there isn't, because the daughter is the dead person in Boston is a ghost who is basically helping McCorkle get over the death of whoever died in Boston. It was quite exciting. I enjoyed it. And it's exciting to discover something about your characters that you didn't know before. And that is why I enjoy writing. And that's the story about writing a story called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. Vicky being originally McCorkle's wife, now McCorkle's daughter. And, of course, McCorkle and his wife, his real wife, Jill, reconcile at the end, and life is wonderful. This happens to be book two of two books I've written about the same place in the Oregon coast. The first one I talked about before, called City of Cocks, which is about roosters. Okay? Mind, gutter, out. Okay. If you go to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you will be able to see a picture of the cover of Feeding Vicky's Corpse. You can also go to my Facebook page, which of course is facebook.com/teidorigawa. Teidorigawa spelled TEDORIGAWA. So as soon as I finish feeding Vicky's corpse and return to finding books rather than just making book, just writing. After I return to binding books rather than writing books, I will have 5 books to bind, all original novels. No, all original and novels. One book at a time. Now, what's they're called? One-offs. An edition of one. I should actually make an edition of more so I can give them away or sell them. And I would like to sell them as ebooks, because ebooks seem to be easier to make than real books. Real books, you know, books with pages that you can turn and put into a bag and then lose on the bus. So what are the 5 books I have? I have on my desk, let me turn around and look, I have a revised version of Calvado. I have a revised version of The Priests of Hiroshima, which is Calvado Part 2. And I have a revised version of The Venetian Slime Woman, which is actually Part 5 of the Calvado Pentology. And on my computer, hoping to get it printed out sometime this year, is Eating Vicky's Corpse, which is Part 2 of the Oregon Duo, and the first one, which is called City of Cox, which is already finished. But I'm also writing another one. I'm writing 2 novels. One is called Feeding Vicky's Corpse, and the other one is called Eating November's Ruins. And that one is called, subtitled, A Congolese Love Story, because it takes place in the Congo, which I believe I talked about last time on episode 176. So in the next couple of weeks, hopefully less than that, I'll have 3, 4, 5 books to bind together. And hopefully I will be making videos of those and putting them up on YouTube. If I don't, I'll give you the YouTube address later, but if you put in Teidorigawa and Bookmakers together, you'll probably find it. If you just put in Teidorigawa, you'll have a action anime and a war, and if you put in just Bookmakers, you'll find bets. So, at 8 minutes, let's wrap this up, and thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoy. Hope you look at the pictures. Teidorigawa, bookmakers.podbean.com, and facebook.com/Teidorigawa. Thanks for dropping by. See you again next time.